Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Hearings in the trial of six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray begin Wednesday. Mayor Rawlings Blake said a few days ago that city officials know that an unpopular ruling by the judge could be a flashpoint for protests, and the city is preparing for that possibility. The pretrial motions will be argued before Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams in two sessions on Wednesday and a week from Thursday, September 10th. Among the defense motions is one to move the trial out of Baltimore and some to remove Baltimore State's attorney from prosecuting the case. Judge Williams already has ruled on some motions. Last week, he rejected a subpoena by the defense lawyers for the prosecutors to take the witness stand at Wednesday's hearing. Here to catch us up on what's at stake on Wednesday and next Thursday is David Jaros, law professor at the University of Baltimore. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us is Doug Colbert, law professor from the University of Maryland. Welcome.
Thank you, Sheila.
So, David Jaros, what are the biggest issues on the table for the hearings on Wednesday and next Thursday?
I think the biggest issue coming up is what will be resolved at the second hearing, this venue question, whether or not this case is tried here in Baltimore or whether or not the judge concludes that the defendants can't get a fair and impartial jury here in Baltimore and then moves the case outside of the city.
And the defense has argued to move it.
The defense has argued that they cannot get a fair and impartial jury here in the city, and that the prosecution has responded that actually the voir dire process should prove sufficient.
The voir dire is the process of choosing a jury.
Yes, the voir dire process is the process in which we choose a jury. The judge can ask questions of the jurors, make sure that they haven't seen too much of the prejudged a lot of the issues, and can ask about what kind of media they've been exposed to. And the prosecutor's position is that after that voir dire process, there's good reason to think they can get a fair and impartial jury. And if not, we'll know at that point, and then the venue decision could be brought up then.
Doug Colbert, tell me something about what the standard is for making that decision about whether a venue should be changed.
Well, the defense must show that there's some credible evidence to conclude that someone would not likely receive a fair and impartial trial. And the defense strategy from the very beginning of this case, from the moment that there was a charge and an arrest of these officers, has been to move the case outside of Baltimore City and to remove Ms. Mosby from the prosecution itself. No doubt it came as a real surprise and shock to the police union that there would be a local prosecutor here in Baltimore that would charge police officers with very serious crimes, homicide and serious felonies. Ms. Mosby, after all, was the candidate of the police union whom mm-hmm. they supported. And so once the shock and surprise wore off, right away the union lawyer was saying that, in so many words, that we cannot get a fair trial here in Baltimore. I think from that moment forward, every effort has been made by both the defendants and the union to try to convince a judge that the local community would not be able to provide a fair trial.
And the standard is that they, that the jurors, that the judge is satisfied that they have not reached a conclusion, not that they don't know about the case.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right. It's a very heavy burden. It's very rare, extraordinarily rare, that you're going to get a change of venue, because what you're really saying is that the local criminal justice system and the local community is not able to pass judgment for a crime which took place in its jurisdiction. It would be a very strong statement against the Baltimore City community.
But David Jaros, all of this discussion about whether there can be a fair trial in Baltimore assumes it will be a jury trial.
It does assume that there will be a jury trial.
Do we know that?
Defendants are free to waive the right to a jury trial, but if they demand a jury trial, they have every right to one.
And what is the timing on when the defendants have to make that decision?
Yeah, here in Maryland, at this point, it is the defendant's choice as to whether or not to choose a judge or to choose a jury. And historically, in the rare instances when a police officer has ever been brought to trial, and I should point out that of the 2,700 killings that have taken place in the past decade, where police have killed a civilian
nationally
throughout the country, that of those 2,700 killings, more than 98% of the police officers were never charged with a crime. So this is such a rare event that we're watching unfold in Baltimore, where you have a local prosecutor who has charged and arrested officers and then obtained an indictment. And now the question is, will there be a trial, and where will the trial take place? And one of the reasons that the defense would like this case to move outside of Baltimore, and this is also true as a historic fact, is that they would like very much to have a jury which is comprised of as many white jurors as possible. And that's something that can make people uncomfortable, but the throughout history, the all-white jury or predominantly white jury has tended to acquit a white defendant and a police officer of a crime against a black person.
To add to that, the background of this case is there's the Rodney King trial, of course, in L.A. Mm-hmm. And in that case, the trial was moved outside of the city to a predominantly white, wealthier neighborhood. And that jury pool was very different than what you would have found in inner city Los Angeles. And that acquittal was a shock to many. And there was, I think, a great deal of anxiety about whether or not the reason for that had to do with the particular makeup of the jury pool. And that is very much, I think, part of the strategy of the defense. I think one has to concede, however, that this is a very difficult issue. There is, on the one side, the right of the community to process and resolve a deep harm and crime that may or may not have happened in their community. And that is incredibly important. At the same time, As a former defense attorney who is a public defender in the Bronx, it is scary to imagine that the jury that is impaneled is one that is concerned about rioting in their very neighborhood and is thinking about their decision and how it will affect the city, and not necessarily entirely focused just on what is the evidence and can we find the elements of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt.
This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with David Jaros, a law professor at the University of Baltimore, and Doug Colbert, professor of law at the University of Maryland. We're talking about the court hearing starting on Wednesday to review motions for the Freddie Gray case. The other issue that you identified as perhaps one of the most important is the defense motions to take State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby off the case. What is the defense argument for why the state's attorney should not be the one prosecuting this case?
The defense's argument, I think, on the recusal motion is, in my mind, substantially weaker than the arguments they make in the venue motion, which, again, I think is still a complex issue and not easy to predict how the judge will come out. But the defense sort of threw a whole lot at the wall to see what would stick. To be perfectly honest, I think the motion speaks to a couple things. One, and I talked about it with my students, is the idea that it is an interesting how when you get deeply involved as an attorney in your case, how personal things can become, and the level of vitriol just sort of rises as you get passionate about your clients. The other is, I think, an interesting strategic question. If this isn't some of the color that is being added really to the venue motion. So there is this recusal issue going on, but I think if you want to understand what is the critical legal juncture that we're in the case, this is mostly about where will this case be tried rather than who will try it.
And I agree with David in terms of the weakness of this particular motion. I do think it's somewhat disingenuous for the police union to have asked for a special prosecutor at the very beginning of this case when they opposed legislation that would have created the Office of Special Prosecutor in cases such as this one. So it's pretty clear that what the defense would like to do is to remove Ms. Mosby. I think their grounds, if they were to be accepted, would probably jeopardize many other prosecutions because there's really not enough here, in my opinion, to accuse or to show that her misconduct. The latest effort was that she's a potential witness, and because she's a potential witness who investigated this case, that she should not also be prosecuting it. But I agree with David that this is an effort to try to lean towards removing the case from Baltimore on different grounds.
David Jarosz, you talked about many of the things that a judge has to consider in deciding whether to move a trial. And you talked about the possibility of jurors being distracted by the risk of protests. Is the risk of protests something the judge directly considers? Is it appropriate for the judge to say things are going to be smoother if this trial is going on someplace else? Is that something
I don't think that
consider.
Is typically part of the test. The test is really, can the defendants receive a fair trial and as part of that have a jury that is fair and impartial when they come in? They haven't sort of prejudged any of the issues. The concern that a judge could have about the jury is that the jury will have their own concerns about what will be the response, and that could somehow shape how they hear the evidence and sort of predetermine their actions. But I think this is one of those cases that really tests our system. It tests our system because of our dedication that every defendant get a fully fair trial where the evidence is examined in a neutral light. And it tests our ability to try hard cases that involve state workers, the police, and raise sort of dangers of civil unrest and all of those challenges.
Lots more I'd like to ask you, but we are out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doug Colbert, law professor at the University of Maryland, where he teaches criminal and constitutional courses. He wrote an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun this summer titled Many Obstacles to Prosecuting Police. David Jarosz, professor at the University of Baltimore School of Law, where he teaches courses in criminal law and evidence and criminal procedure. He was also quoted in a recent Baltimore Sun article about the pretrial motions. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, another edition of Tom Hall's Living Questions. Stay with us on 88.1.